Brings us to Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily visit. Joseph, what's going on this
morning? Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. A couple notes before we talk about football, including the retirement of Chantel Anderson.
Yep.
Had played overseas, wrote on her blog that she's calling it quits as a professional basketball player.
Yeah, I'm not really too surprised about it. And you started to see her show up doing some broadcasting this past year. Sat in on some of the Fox, I believe Fox broadcasts or some of the WNBA as well. And I think she's got a pretty good opportunity to continue to do that if she wants to. But I think it's good she knows when it's time to get out, and she's ready to get out and move on to something else. But she was a pretty special player for a long time.
And, Joe, one of my favorite players to interview yep. and just sort of be around, and she had a great personality, has a great personality, and you really wish her well. You know, she's got the good education. She's got some money in her pocket, and, you know, good luck to her.
And it's absolutely, and I think that's why it's going to translate well for her if she wants to continue in a broadcasting mode. She has that personality. She knows the game. I think she'll do a great job.
Some of the beauty sometimes of being a grown-up, you know, being older is, and Kevin's around this a lot too, and so is Frank. When you're around younger sort of student-athletes and you're talking to them, a lot of times you can really get a sense of how sharp some of these young people are, and you understand that a lot of you can almost pick out those who are going to go into the job world and do well. And she was one of them.
Absolutely, I think a lot of coaches do that. That's a pleasure for me as well to be around these teams as much as I am all the time and get to know these student athletes, not just wearing a helmet or not just bouncing a basketball, but getting to know the other aspects of their life. And it's a pretty special group.
And in baseball, I know Tim Corbin will be pulling for the Red Sox, but pretty exciting times for the Little family with the Twins winning.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that they are celebrating, and that was what a tremendous game that was last night. So, and with Little family involved with the Twins for as long as they are, what a great run they made down the stretch to get into this thing. So this is that great time of year, baseball getting into the playoffs, and so you'll have games pretty much every day for the next few weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And for football, Zach Stacy back on the practice field yesterday, had been in the walking boot, but able to get out there and run around a little bit.
No, that was really good to see, and I think he showed them enough to where he will play on Saturday. Now, they'll obviously want to see how he feels today. You know, that's the thing. You come back after a day's activity and see how sore it is, how much pain he's got. But that was great. I was down yesterday in the training area, in the equipment area, when the guys were coming in to get dressed for practice. And it was funny how many of them reacted when they said, full pads today? You know, they didn't know why. And a lot of times your first inclination is, uh-oh, you know, we're going to get hit a lot because we didn't play well or whatever the case may be. Really what it was they were going to get really serious into the way Army runs their offense and their defense, and there's a lot of blocks that go down low on the legs, and so they just wanted the coaches, one of those guys, as protected as possible, you know, to make sure there weren't any other injuries. We've got enough of those already, so that was the situation yesterday.
It's amazing when teams play Army or Navy how tough it is for some teams to adjust to that.
Well, it's something you just don't see very much anymore, and you can't really simulate it that well because your scout team is trying to learn to run it, and there's no way that they can run it nearly as well or as fast as an Army team does. It runs it all the time and has it down to a science. So it does help to have quarterbacks that have run some of that in the past, and Vanderbilt does, so that helps a little bit with picking things up. But this is really something that tests you. It tests your you know, your discipline. It tests your knowledge of the technique and where you need to go and where you need to be at certain times. It really tests you paying attention to the deception and the way they run things in that offense. So it'll be a challenge, and it's a challenge Vanderbilt will face later on, again, with Georgia Tech, you know, coming up on the schedule too.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.